Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 291 for Thursday, March 3rd. I'm Phil France-Warkentin. ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were posting small losses Thursday morning as the market was taking a bit of a breather after yesterday's volatile activity that saw prices move in a nearly $20 range. Canola was down by $1 to $2 in early activity today, the May contract down $1.70 at $450.40 per ton. Gains in Chicago soy oil and a softer Canadian dollar were both supportive, as crush margins should be showing some improvement. Strong commercial demand for canola was also supportive. However, after touching fresh contract lows yesterday, canola does remain pointed down from a chart standpoint. Milling wheat and durum were untraded, but barley saw some light activity, holding steady this morning. In the U.S., wheat was higher while corn and soybeans were narrowly mixed. Soybeans are within a penny of unchanged, the May contract down a quarter cent at $8.61 per bushel. Soybeans did manage to bounce off nearby chart support yesterday, and speculative short covering remained somewhat supportive today. Weekly export sales came in line with trade expectations at 440,000 tons, but are still low overall. The advancing South American harvest is keeping a lid on soybean values as export interest is continuing to shift southwards. For corn, prices are steady to down 1 cent, the May contract down a penny at $3.55 per bushel. Weekly corn export sales at just over a million tons were at the high end of trade guesses. That provided some support, but the rising South American production estimates did keep a lid on prices, while the charts also remain relatively bearish as corn trades right above major support. Wheat prices, they're up 2 to 3 cents in the U.S., the May contract in Chicago up 3 at $4.53 per bushel, as short covering underpinned the futures. Weekly U.S. wheat export sales of 344,000 tons were solid, but not exceptional, as the U.S. continues to miss out on export opportunities. Ample world supplies did keep any gains in check, with both the U.S. and world stocks more than sufficient to meet demand for the time being. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday morning, March 3rd. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil France-Warkentin.